Hey everyone, ready for another deep dive? Today we're exploring CryptPad.
Ooh, CryptPad.
Yeah, it's a platform for, you know, collaborating on documents and spreadsheets and all that. But the cool thing is, it keeps your data super secure and private.
I like the sound of that already.
Right. And before we get too deep into it, a quick shout out to our sponsor, SafeServer.
Those are the folks hosting this.
Yep. They're the experts in hosting software like CryptPad. And they can help you out with your digital transformation. You can find them at www.safeserver.de.
All right. Noted. Now, back to CryptPad.
Right. CryptPad. So imagine like a world where all your documents are truly yours.
Like no one else can peek.
Exactly. No prying eyes.
Yeah.
Not even the platform itself. That's the promise of CryptPad.
Yeah.
It's collaborative, end-to-end encrypted, and open source.
Sounds impressive, but how does it actually work?
Yeah, that's the big question, right? And are there any trade-offs?
Trade-offs are always a thing.
For sure. So let's find out. So first things first, end-to-end encryption. Sounds kind of like something from a spy movie, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Can you break it down for us? Like, explain it in a way that even someone who's like totally new to this whole concept can understand.
Okay. Imagine you're sending a postcard, but you want to keep the message secret.
So you write in code.
Exactly. You write in a code that only you and the person you're sending it to can understand. That's basically end-to-end encryption.
So like a secret language.
Yeah, pretty much. And in CryptPad, your browser is like the code writer. It scrambles your data before it even gets sent to the server.
So even if someone intercepts the information, it's just gibberish to them.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so that means even the people running the CryptPad servers can't read my stuff.
Exactly. Now, there's this concept called honest but curious administrator.
What's that? Like, they're curious, but they won't do anything bad.
Right. Think of it like a friend who might be tempted to peek at your diary, but ultimately respects your privacy.
So they could technically access the server, but they can't actually read my documents.
Precisely. Like, they have keys to the building, but not to the individual rooms.
Okay, that makes sense. But are there still any vulnerabilities?
Well, even with strong encryption, there are some things to consider.
Like hackers trying to break in.
Well, those are external threats, and CryptPad is pretty good at resisting those. The vulnerabilities we're talking about are more subtle.
Okay, like what?
Like, if you share a document link with someone and they leak it, or if someone hacks your device and steals your decryption key, then the security is broken.
So trust still plays a role, even in this super secure system.
Absolutely. You need to be mindful of who you share your documents with and make sure your devices are secure.
Right, makes sense. But how can I be sure I'm using a CryptPad instance that's, you know, properly configured and up to date with the latest security measures?
That's a great question. It's important to use an instance that's actively maintained.
So, like, how do I know that?
The CryptPad community is working on creating a public directory of vetted, secure servers.
Oh, that'll be helpful.
Yeah, it will. But in the meantime, always try to find the most up-to-date instance you can. That way, you'll benefit from the latest security patches and improvements.
Okay. Good advice. Now, what about passwords? What if I forget mine? Most platforms have a forgot password option. But I have a feeling things work a bit differently in the CryptPad universe.
You are absolutely right. This is where CryptPad's commitment to security really shines through.
So no easy way out.
Nope. Because the encryption happens in your browser, the administrators have zero access to your password.
Meaning?
They can't reset it for you, even if you beg.
Wow. So no frantic emails to customer support.
Nope. It's a trade-off. Ultimate security means you're totally responsible for your own keys. You're essentially creating your own digital fortress, and you're the only one with the access code.
That's both empowering and slightly terrifying. Okay, so I'm starting to get the security side of things.
Mm-hmm.
But what about importing and exporting documents? Can I easily move my files in and out of CryptPad?
That's a question a lot of people have. The short answer is yes. But there are some nuances.
Nuances.
Like copying and pasting content is usually fine for basic stuff.
So like if I want to quickly grab some text from a CryptPad document and paste it into an email, that's no problem.
Exactly. But for more complex documents, like spreadsheets with formulas or presentations with images and animations, you'll want to use CryptPad's dedicated import and export features.
So different tools for different jobs.
Exactly. And it's worth noting that importing a file doesn't automatically convert it into a fully functional CryptPad document. You might need to make some adjustments or reformat things a bit.
Okay, that makes sense.
Ah.
Now, last question before we move on. Can I use CryptPad on my phone? You know, I'm on my mobile device most of the time.
Absolutely. Criped works great on mobile browsers.
That's good to know.
And they're even working on a progressive web app version.
Oh, cool. What will that do?
That'll give it a more app-like feel.
Nice. So no need to sacrifice privacy just because I'm on the go?
Nope.
That's great news. All right, let's take a quick pause here and recap what we've learned so far.
Sounds good.
All right, so we've learned that CryptPad is like super serious about data privacy with its end-to-end encryption.
Definitely.
And even with all that security, there are still things to be aware of.
Right, like who you share documents with and making sure your devices are secure.
Exactly. Now let's dive into some more practical stuff. We talked about importing and exporting documents, but can you give us a bit more detail on how that works, like step by step?
Sure. CryptPad gives you different ways to get your files in and out. The easiest way is just copy and paste.
Oh, okay. So like for simple text, that works?
Yeah, even with some formatting, copy and paste works fine.
So like if I wanted to grab some text from a CryptPad document and put it in an email, no problem.
Exactly. But for more complex documents, like spreadsheets with formulas or presentations with, you know, images and things, you'll want to use the specific import and export features.
So each app has its own import and export options.
Right. And each app supports different file types too, like the rich text editor can import HTML and export to .doc.
Okay, so it's like using the right tool for the job.
Exactly. And one thing to remember is that when you import a file, it might not be a perfect CryptPad document right away. You might have to tweak some things.
Makes sense. Now, one question I'm sure a lot of people are wondering is, can I sync my CryptPad documents to my computer? Like, you know, Dropbox or Google Drive does.
Unfortunately, not right now.
Oh, bummer. Why not?
It's because of how the encryption works. Syncing with your computer would mean decrypting the files on your device, which would, you know, kind of defeat the whole purpose of end-to-end encryption.
Ah, so it's a security trade-off.
Exactly. But a lot of people have asked for this feature, so the developers are exploring options for the future.
Fingers crossed. Okay, speaking of other platforms, I've seen CryptPad mentioned with OnlyOffice sometimes. What's the connection there?
So CryptPad's spreadsheet app actually uses OnlyOffice spreadsheets, but just on the client side, meaning in your browser.
Why'd they do that?
It gives them more advanced spreadsheet features and better compatibility with Excel files.
So they're borrowing some technology from OnlyOffice.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. But they're not using OnlyOffice's servers or encryption. They just took some of the code that runs in the browser to make their spreadsheet app better.
Got it. So my data is still protected by CryptPad's own encryption system.
Absolutely. It's all happening in your browser under CryptPad's control.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, let's talk about something that seems really central to CryptPad, open source and community involvement.
Right. So open source basically means that the code for the software is out there for anyone to see, change, and share.
Kind of like a recipe that anyone can try.
Exactly. And for CryptPad, this means that anyone can check the code to make sure it's doing what it says it's doing, which is really important for security and privacy, right?
Yeah, definitely. But for someone like me who doesn't know how to code, how can I actually get involved in the open source side of things?
Well, one of the easiest and most helpful things you can do is just tell people about CryptPad. Tell your friends, your family, anyone who might be interested in a secure platform.
So word of mouth is still important.
Absolutely. Especially for open source projects, which often don't have big advertising budgets. You can also share your thoughts about CryptPad online, write about it, or even just leave good reviews.
Okay, that makes sense. What about more hands-on stuff?
Well, they always need help with translations. They want CryptPad to be usable by people all around the world.
So translating the menus and stuff?
Yeah, the menus, the documentation, even the website. It all needs to be translated.
That sounds like a great way to contribute. Now, for the techie folks out there, how can they get involved?
Well, if you're a developer, you can contribute to the code directly.
Like fixing bugs or adding new features.
Exactly. And even if you're not a coding expert, you can help with the documentation or testing. Anything helps.
So there's something for everyone to do.
Absolutely. And that's what makes open source communities so cool. It's everyone working together because they believe in the project.
I like that. Okay, so we've covered a lot about how CryptPad works, how to use it safely, and this whole open source idea. But I think there's a bigger question here. What does it mean to choose a platform like CryptPad? It's clear that it gives you privacy and control, but are there any downsides or trade-offs we should think about?
That's a really important question. You know, CryptPad gives you a lot in terms of privacy and control, but there are some trade-offs, yeah.
Like what kinds of things?
Well, like we talked about, focusing so much on security means some things just aren't possible right now with how it's set up, like easy file syncing or getting your password back if you forget it.
So it's like choosing security over convenience.
Yeah, you could say that. And then there's also the fact that not as many people use CryptPad yet.
Right. It's not as popular as Google or Microsoft.
Exactly. Those platforms have way more users, so they kind of feed off of each other. You know, the more people use them, the more useful they become.
Yeah, that makes sense. So using CryptPad might mean it doesn't work as smoothly with other stuff, or that it won't be compatible with everything.
That's true. But I think as more people realize how important data privacy is and being in control of their own stuff, platforms like CryptPad will become more and more appealing.
It's almost like a whole new way of thinking, you know, putting control ahead of convenience.
Exactly. And it's not just about what's good for each person. Choosing open source platforms like CryptPad can actually help create a fairer and more decentralized digital world.
What do you mean by that?
Well, open source software is all about transparency and collaboration, right? Anyone can look at the code, contribute to its development, even host their own version of it. This spreads the power around instead of having just a few big companies controlling everything, and that can make the whole digital world more diverse and resilient.
So it's about moving away from those big companies having all the power over our data and our online experiences.
Exactly. It's about giving individuals and communities the power to take control of their own digital lives and shape the internet in a way that reflects their values.
I like that vision. All right, so as we wrap up our deep dive into CryptPad, let's go back to something we discussed earlier, community involvement. We talked about how anyone can contribute, but what are some concrete ways for people to get started?
One of the easiest ways is just to spread the word about CryptPad. Tell your friends, write a blog post, share your experience online. Getting the word out is super important for any open source project.
Word of mouth is powerful.
For sure. And if you speak multiple languages, translating is super valuable. The CryptPad community is always looking for help making the platform accessible to more people. You can find all the info on their website.
What about folks who are more tech savvy?
If you're comfortable with coding, you can dive right into development. They always need talented developers to improve things, fix bugs, or even create new features.
So coding skills are in high demand.
Definitely. But even if you're not a programmer, you can still contribute. You can help with documentation testing or even just give feedback on what it's like to use the platform. Every little bit counts.
It sounds like a true team effort.
It really is. And that's one of the best things about open source projects. You're part of a community of people who are passionate about the same thing and working together towards a common goal.
I love that. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the fascinating world of CryptPad. It's been a great journey. And I feel like we've only just scratched the surface.
I agree. There's so much more to discover about this platform, and I encourage everyone listening to check it out for themselves. You might be surprised how easy it is to switch to a more private and secure way of working and collaborating.
And for those of you who want expert help with hosting your own CryptPad instance or navigating your digital transformation, don't forget to visit our sponsor, SafeServer, at www.safeserver.de. They're a great resource for anyone who values security, privacy, and open source solutions.
Couldn't agree more. They can help you take charge of your digital footprint and make informed decisions about the tech you use.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. And remember, the journey of learning never really ends. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.